Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been just about 50 years since the Watergate scandal. In June of 1972, five men were arrested for breaking into the Democratic National Committee offices at the Watergate complex. The chain of events that followed ended the presidency of Richard Nixon. The National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. is commemorating those watershed events with an exhibition. NPR's Miranda Mazariegos reports.
The word Watergate has long been used to refer to cover-ups, burglaries, and abuse of office as the political scandal of the 70s that brought down President Nixon caught the attention of the news media, artists, Hollywood, and the general public alike. In this new exhibition, acting senior historian at the National Portrait Gallery, Kate Clark LeMay, wanted to address the well-known history through a different, more visual lens.
In my opinion, good art is timeless. So I wanted this show to focus on the close relationship between the media and the artists and start to interpret that impact onto these events.
The news media uncovered the abuse of power and helped the public dissect the crisis as it was happening. Time magazine alone devoted more than 40 of their covers to the scandal, 12 of which are part of the gallery's exhibition. And the show has a little bit of everything. There are pictures of the most prominent figures, President Nixon and White House counsel John Dean, for example, but also portraits of those whose stories unfolded in the periphery of the scandal, like Martha Mitchell, wife of then-Attorney General John Mitchell. Martha's portrait is a colorful, eye-catching painting by artist Jan DeRuth, originally published in Time magazine in their November 1970 special, The Wives of Washington.
So imagine being a socialite. You know, she's Arkansas-born, and she's featured in Time magazine. Okay, great, except she's featured for being a wife. Women's potential was so limited in the mid-century.
So adding the portrait to the collection allowed Clark LeMay to explore Martha's story as a woman who was an essential yet sidelined part of the scandal. Martha's close proximity to John allowed her to gain knowledge of a lot of the scandal's secrets, and she was known for indiscreet comments to journalists like Helen Thomas of UPI. But knowing too much had its consequences.
She was kidnapped, sedated, drugged. They called her crazy. They used that age-old reference for women as hysterical. So that was something I really wanted to make sure was front and center in this show, to correct that story, to make sure that people know about her story, appreciate really what she was. She was a whistleblower.
Martha's husband, John Mitchell, was convicted on charges that he conspired to cover up the break-in. He's depicted in the exhibition by Italian-born artist George Giusti, who drew the face of the former attorney general on a bleach bottle.
In the mid-century, you know, caricature artists were looking for any kind of materials that they could that would make a statement in and of themselves. And so the humor behind it is probably what Giusti was going for.
LeMay Clark says humor makes for the perfect vehicle to understand history. So the collection has several cartoons and forms of political parody, such as a statue of President Nixon and his national security advisor, Henry Kissinger, made in the style of Mount Rushmore, and a wanted poster with images of all the men involved in the scandal. When curating the collection, LeMay Clark was thinking about the millions of diverse visitors the Portrait Gallery receives annually, mainly those who might not be familiar with those involved in Watergate.
I think it's useful. The art helps us understand a little bit of that complexity, but in a shortcut way.
Watergate Portraiture and Intrigue is on view until September 5th. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Mazariegos.